Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the pitch to Bohm, and a swing and a bomb, way back to left, forget about it. Alec Bohm way back into the lower seats in left. A two-run home run, his seventh of the year, and the Phillies get those two right back. It's 6-2, Phil.
Yeah, that's when you knew the Phillies were in good shape. I mean, they already were, but you know. What is this song, James?
It's Rod Stewart. It's The Faces.
Rod Stewart, yeah.
Wish I knew then what I know now. Great song.
Ooh, could have picked a better song, but...
Dude, this song is amazing. Nah. Are you kidding me?
A little depressing.
It's a good Rod Stewart.
This is a great song, dude.
What are you going to do, Maggie May? That's
a
little
depressing.
Come on,
man. There's The Faces.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a good Rod Stewart song. Come on.
Oh, boy. It's okay. James, you're in a good
mood. This could
aren't
be
you?
For you,
yeah,
which
great.
I knew
no,
what I know now when I was younger.
But I could,
as in Sam Hinkie's a genius.
Well, that,
see, you could have been smarter younger.
James, you did wake up in a good mood though today, didn't you?
I always wake up in a good mood, Joe.
Not always.
Yeah, no, I'm in a good mood.
Usually, I can just sense it.
Usually, I'm usually more positive than negative.
All right, so let me give a thanks out there. I said this on Friday, but let me do a little bit more here on this. So, Jody, you and Rhea can both check your text message because I just sent you a photograph.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
James saw this from Friday, but you two hadn't because obviously you guys weren't with us on Friday. So, some of our
I saw this already
on social media.
Yes.
So, some of our listeners and great callers. Brought me, and it was specifically Richie from Northeast Philly that brought it to Borgata, a really cool present on Friday to be displayed behind us. Now, it's not currently, but it will be in the coming days. Hammer Way, that will be, because our show's on YouTube now. We've been saying, what are we going to have behind us? We got to have Richie's jersey and blah, 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 and I need something. And so let me say a heartfelt thank you. And these guys will be hearing from me personally later today. They expected to get to it over the weekend. Jody, get a little tied up, So public service announcement, I apologize to these guys for not having gotten to them privately yet, but I plan to later today. Richie from Northeast Philly, Ed from Phoenixville, Justin from Tennessee, Drew from Westchester, Mike from New York.
Now, wait a minute.
And
it's
Tom from Abington.
It's one little sign. It takes 7 people to come up with
it
this?
It takes a village, Jody.
Holy mackerel.
Maybe it costs some
bucks. Low-moving village, I guess.
Rhea, what do you make of this sign?
Is it a cul-de-sac? Is it a dead end? You know, what is it? What kind of street? What kind of way is it?
It's something I don't deserve.
No,
is what it is.
Not at all.
That's true.
Although I have to say, I was listening on Friday. Yeah. I always make sure I listen to Beat the Hammer. I was so mad I couldn't think of So Taguchi.
Yep.
Because I'm like, I know that one, but that was very impressive.
Thank you.
And thank you for beating Andy.
Oh, well, yeah. No, everyone was actually rooting for me on Friday because it was against that Andy guy. But
what was the Taguchi question?
Phillies have had 2 Japanese players in their history. Pacula acquired both of them. Name them. Got to get one out of one or the other.
Oh, all right. I give you a quick Taguchi story.
Yes, sir.
I did a show from out in King of Prussia, what do I have out there? The big showroom. What's the word I'm looking for?
Valley Forge. Okay.
Yes. And collectibles, and you're selling everything. We did the show from there. It was great. And the guy who ran it was a nice guy. I talked to him before I started my show. And he said, the guy I got the most requests for, So Taguchi.
No way.
Now they've got Chillin' showing up and Charlie Manuel and all these guys. I'm going, So Taguchi? What are you talking about, So Taguchi? The championship team, people who got the autographed ball, got every guy except so to Gucci.
Absolutely.
Because when the season was over, he went right back to the land of the rising sun, and he didn't sign any balls on the way out the door. So people were dying to get it just to finish off the collectible
of
the championship team from 2008. I said, you could ask me that question, give me 1,000 guesses.
Yeah.
I would have been going Mark Caivaroni, great old-time Philadelphia. Never would have gotten Sota Gucci.
Unbelievable. Yeah, he completed the 25th guy. He was literally the 25th guy on the roster, and he skipped out. I've heard that, too. He can make quite a buck.
He could have.
Being the guy that skipped out, and then everyone wants his autograph. All right, let's go to the phone. So the Phils, they sweep the Blue Jays, outstanding starting pitching. Obviously, Wheeler didn't have to go out there for that seventh inning because, you know, once you had the 10 runs in the sixth inning, you know, that's the end for Wheeler. So great, great job across the board, all three starting pitchers. None of the relievers chunked it up. So they really had a pretty clean weekend. Let's go to the phones.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you make of it all? Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. I think they righted the ship for now, and I would say obviously the Phillies fans will take over Florida because, according to Ricky Ricardo, they only have maybe 1,000 or 2,000 fans, and I think about 5,000 to 6,000 Phillies fans will be invading Florida for the four-game series.
Yeah, that's the spot to get a foul ball, and that's the spot to watch the Phillies win some games.
Yep, I agree. I think at least 3 out of 4, and like with the Mets and Wheeler starting the Friday game, I think 2 out of 3 against the Mets, and then they got, you know, I guess Houston and Atlanta and then, you know, maybe the Reds and San Diego and San Francisco. But I think it's time. Send down Weston Wilson. I heard, you know, give him a couple more days to a week. But I think I would send up Crawford, see what Crawford could do, and see if Mark continues to get hard. And Kepler, he's been hitting better lately. And with the Minnesota, he's like a 250 batter, and he fields his position well.
Well, he did have a nice catch this weekend. I mean, he does have pretty good, seems like, instincts out there.
Yeah, he gets good breaks on balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and face it, the starting pitching is the best. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Elba would do. But I think with all-stars, from an all-star perspective, you got Turner, you got Schwarber, who's an MVP candidate. You got Turner, who's an all-star. You got Wheeler, who might be starting the all-star game. You got, Ranger, too.
Well, look, if it wasn't for the two games with Lizardo tipping pitches, he'd be the starter in the all-star game.
Yeah, Lizardo, too. Yeah. Although his ERA is like 4.
Yeah, but it was just
like
2 starts.
5-1, his ERA is like 2.
I know.
So I think if Baum continues to be hard, I could see an add-on, you know, to the all-star game, too.
Neil, give me an answer, my man. A scene involving a dad, being a dad.
Well, I'll go actually like TV series and a little bit older kids, you know, like that. So I'll go Frank Reagan and Blue Bloods with, you know, Erin, Danny, and Jamie.
You got it, my
like
man.
The detective. Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, Neil, I appreciate
you
that, man.
You a Blue Bloods fan?
No.
I did. I watched the show. It's very good.
First couple seasons, I was a big fan.
So when he was saying, I'm going to go old, I was thinking, I'm just going to, because I cried the last time I saw it. Brady Bunch, years after it was over, they had a Brady Bunch, a Christmas movie, And when Mike Brady, who of course was an architect,
gets trapped
in the
that,
home
yeah.
and emerges, Jody, when he emerges, and I mean, I watched this last probably 3 to 4 years ago, I started crying.
Oh my
never
God.
Saw it.
Oh man, Jody.
Watching Brady Bunch as a kid, never saw the movie.
Because they're singing a Christmas Carol song, whichever one it is, and he emerges, and they're all together, and makes me very happy.
Was Alice still alive for the movie?
She was there, but her guy wasn't.
The Butcher?
Sam the Butcher.
They had someone wearing a costume instead of him, and they said, really? Oh, this is Sam. But I think Sam had actually passed away. All right, 215-592-9494. Ben Davis in a national interview this weekend. We'll get to that. Plus, I'll give you my list of the top 10 players in Philadelphia sports. I know Spike Lake and Boban are going to do a lot with that this weekend. We'll get to that. Something Sirianni said recently. I'm going to bring that under the microscope, and the Phillies. We'll obviously discuss them quite a bit after the weekend. Jody Cameron, the Mac Man. Jody Mac in for John today on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place, obviously, the best place to find all of your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And right now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a player is playing with consistency during the playoffs, you can. Or potentially flirting with a triple-double. You can get that out as well. You can find that out as well. Get all the stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. By the way, you got to get the app. It's how you make the bets, how you see the stats, how you do everything. FanDuel app, awesome. And by the way, when you win, they get you paid so fast it's ridiculous immediately upon the conclusion of the game. So find the bet or bets that works for you. NBA Finals, NHL Finals, baseball day by day, including another game with our squad tonight. All available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Get started with $200 in bonus bets. How about that? $200 in bonus bets you get if your first $5 bet wins at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.